Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
World is flooding down in Texas.
They wish. Little SRV bringing this back. I think the folks in Texas wish it was flooding down there. They are at least raining there in the drought down there, aren't they? Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. We're talking about micropreneur stuff, solopreneur stuff. Last segment, we talked a little bit about technology, the CES show. Encourage you to go Google CES Consumer Electronics Show, and you can actually kind of wander around out there online and see what they got. Jeffrey, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. If I didn't say that, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff is the chief home officer. He's the author of Home Office Know-How, one of his three books. And chiefhomeofficer.com, is that right?
That's my place.
So check it out, folks. And Jeff, when I was... Well, of course, as a small business owner, I'm still a small business owner, and I have a lot of this same situation myself, but I do remember when I first started my business in 89, the first two or three years, there were times when I had all the business I could do, all the work I could do, but yet if somebody called and said they wanted me to do something else, I could not say no.
Right. Right.
The idea that I had worked so hard to get people to ask me to work for them, and the notion that I would say no was completely not even possible.
To turn down that love.
Not
no
even
way.
Possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's the curse of the challenge of the home office, of the small business owner.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, how do you how
well,
do
yeah,
you handle-
no, and not just solopreneurs. I mean, look at the companies who have establishments with employees.
Right.
You know, trying to decide which knitting you stick to and how much, you know, making sure you don't get too many knitting projects going at one time, it's really hard for small business, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's such a challenge, and it's constant. You have to become a judge of how that's going to work. You know, how are you going to, or if you're going to, you know, triage the work you get, you know, or the offers that you get, or the, you know, so for example, as a soloist, as a writer, I get people who, I have a number of companies that I do constant, you know, I'm a recurring provider to them, mm-hmm. and then you get stuff over the transom. Hey, Jeff, I heard your name from Bob down the street, and he says you're a good writer, and I need some work done. I said, oh, thanks, Bob, thanks for lying, but anyway, But you know, how do you handle that? You know, do you take it on at the risk of overwhelming yourself? You know, how do you weigh whether to take on certain assignments and not take on other assignments? And I think there's a number of measures that we can bring to bear on that to make sure that they have higher rewards and don't jeopardize the work that we're doing at the time. That,
exactly. So what would you do? How would you go about it?
Well, the way I generally do it is I look at I sort of feel out the prospect. It depends on the nature of your work. You know, for example, a quick story. I had a person toss me some work recently, a publisher of a magazine, and he said, look, someone took this assignment, they screwed it up, and now I've got to have someone fix it, so can you fix it? And we negotiated a fee, and I gave him a price, and he came back at about 50% of the price. And I said, okay, well, you know what? There's a potential for work down there. I've known the guy for years. He, in fact, turned me on to my biggest client now, so that's a measure. He took care of me way back when. I'm mm-hmm. taking care of him now. But he came back, and he said, somebody I know was doing it for like 10%, 15% of your original bid. I'm like, I would not have touched it
right.
for that price. I can't afford to do it at
right.
that price. So, you know, you have to know what your limits are, what your thresholds are, and what you're willing to do in the market.
That's exactly right. Now, one of the things that I got into a lot and that I was always steadfast about was people wanted me to do something, help them with a project, and they wanted me to get my compensation out of the success of the project.
Right.
And I got that a lot when I was a consultant. And
right.
And I said, and I never did it because I said, look,
nope.
This is your dream.
Right.
It's not my dream.
Right.
You've called me to ask me to help you with your dream, but that's what I do for a living. I help people accomplish their dreams,
right.
but I don't this is your dream. It's not mine.
I never work based on sort of results down the road, any sort of profit share or anything along those lines.
Yeah.
Because, A, you have to – I mean, that requires a lot of deep digging.
That's the fastest road to failure as a solopreneur in the world. Folks, just do, you can't do that. You just can't
absolutely
do it. Now, there's, let me give you an exception. If I had a customer, a client that was just giving me a lot, you know, plenty of work, and they had another project that was on top of everything that they were thinking about, and it looked like it could hit something, I might invest some time in that as goodwill, as you indicated a minute ago,
right?
A little bit of goodwill, and maybe even, but not. I wouldn't do it at the expense of making a living. So you
got
to be careful about that if you're a solopreneur, getting people to do those kinds of things.
Well, I got to tell you also along those lines is somebody I know who's been writing a lot about this lately, giving it away for free.
Yeah.
Where they say, Jim, you know what? Can I just pick your brain for a couple minutes? Somebody you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just pick your brain? No, you can hire me at $175 an hour to discuss it, to consult, but to give it away, you know, how do I make a living?
That's right.
And I think that's important that we realize the points at which we end up giving stuff away.
$175. When I hired you, you charged me $500 an hour. How'd you get that? Hey, Jeff, give us the website again, please.
Chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. Good job today. See you
great,
next time.
Jim. Thanks.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back after these messages. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.